Welcome back to another episode of Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. I'm your host, Russell Corey. I am not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. I just talk about my experiences as a retail investor. I bought a few shares of AMC in May 2021, and here I am on the verge of getting my over $2 trillion to cat tokens as soon as the migration period is over. And in about, I think it's January 18th at around 10 p.m. I think is the deadline for the, and that's in 2024. So I'm excited. So right now I do not own any Grumpy Cat coin. I had to send it all to the migration wallet. I talked about this. It's a very strange feeling. And so in some ways it's very freeing. And that's one thing I really hope to do is to kind of be over with this period of my life. I got into the AMC play. I thought it was just going to be, you know, a few days, a short squeeze like GameStop, and then it would be over and I would have changed my life and or at least, you know, gotten some money out of it. Because at the time, I really didn't have a huge investment. At the time, the biggest investment I had was my Roth IRA. Like cash wise, we weren't going to make a lot of money if AMC squeezed back in June. But I put a lot of my Roth into it. And and that's one of the unfortunate things was when the play went south and it's down 90%, that Roth got invested when it was pretty high. And I've tried to average it down a little bit and I bought some Ape but it's still a pretty high average. And I've even looked at like, hey, what would it take now that AMC's, you know, at, you know, $4 and change and really 40 cents and change, you know, what would it take to bring that average down? Like right now, my cash average, honestly, is about $35 for AMC, meaning right now it's at $4 and I don't know, 60, 70 cents. It would have to get to $35 for me to break even, you know, just as a straight, you know, investing account. But the Roth is much higher than that. And to put the money into the Roth, to bring that average down to $35 so it would match, it's just not worth it. I mean, if I had tons of money, sure. Like let's just say, I mean, the, you know, was the Grumpy Cat play, now it's the cat. If I made a ton of money from that and I just had money to spare, sure, I would probably throw some money at it to bring that average down. But that money that, you know, that it would take several thousand dollars to do that. And if you look at the big picture of it and you say, well, how much is invested in it now? And if you add a smaller amount compared to the larger amount that it's down, it kind of makes sense. But I just don't know what AMC is going to do in the future. I've lost faith in it in many ways. I'm still holding my shares, but that money could, there's so many things that are probably getting ready to explode, especially in the crypto space. And it's like that money, that those thousands of dollars would be better invested in, you know, crypto, or, and this is for you, Christopher, it would be better invested just holding on to it, putting it towards credit card bills, and being just more responsible with it. So I just can't justify putting any money into AMC. It's tempting because the price is so low, but you know what? It was tempting when Ape went down to 80 cents and I bought a lot of it. And right now, buying Ape at 80 cents is now almost 50% down. So a crazy play. I'm just trying to get out of it. I want to put it behind me. I don't want to just write it off. I know it would be very easy to just say, hit the sell button and move on with your life, lesson learned. And maybe, you know, a couple months ago, a few months ago, that might have been a smart idea. I think before the reverse split on AMC, that probably would have been a smart idea to have sold at that point. In as bad as it was, it got much worse. So at any rate, but enough about AMC. Let's talk about the cat. I'm so excited. You know, it's funny, the news got announced on Monday, and my work week, you know, Monday through Friday, I just do not have a lot of time between, you know, getting up, getting ready for work, help get my wife, get the kids ready for school, getting out, going to work, working all day, coming home, helping with dinner, helping with the kids, helping with homework. There's just no time to really do a whole lot. That's why I keep this podcast very simple, just so if I have a few minutes, I can just step aside and, you know, I basically hit record button. I do it in one take. No editing, no music, no effects. It is bare bones. And when I'm done, I hit stop and then I, you know, put a little bit in and publish it, and that's it. I was doing some videos. I was making a push for, you know, AMC Apes to maybe get into Grumpy Cat, just because I knew there was this big news coming out on Monday. It was going to be the December alpha. It turned into the January alpha, and I had no idea it was going to be a rebranding of the coin. And actually, I had another Grumpy Cat investor, you know, private message me and said, "Hey, what do you think this is going to be?" And he thought it was going to be a rebranding of Grumpy Cat coin. And I said, "No, I don't think it would be that," because I knew how dramatic a move that would have been. It wasn't that I disagreed with it, or it's just that I knew what a major change that would be. And it just, I was like, I don't think it's going to be that. I thought they were going to get a relationship with the trademark Grumpy Cat coin people, that maybe they were looking at for their brand. They wanted to branch out into crypto, or they wanted to do more with NFTs or digital, in the digital space, Web3 space. And then they sort of said, you know, there's this group that started this Grumpy Cat coin. We thought they were scammers, but they said they constantly tweet and promote our brand, Grumpy Cat Coin. We don't pay them anything. And you have this dedicated core community promoting nothing but Grumpy Cat since, you know, May. Why not, you know, maybe let's give these guys a second look. And I thought they had come to their senses. But that was not it. That was not the news, not even close to that. And it was this, they were going totally away from Grumpy Cat Coin, keeping the cat, but losing the grumpy. And if you've listened to our, if you've listened to our space calls, I agree with it. I'm 100% behind. I know it's a huge move, but it was the only way forward. I never got into Grumpy Cat Coin for the Grumpy Cat meme itself. I got nothing against Tartar Sauce, who was the actual cat. He's since passed away. It's fine. It's cute. But like this grumpiness, had no appeal to me whatsoever. I really didn't care about it. I don't care for it. I'm a Disney guy. I like smiling, happy, positive characters. Things that you make, you know, like I look at Pokemon and I love, you know, these characters that my kids are into. They're fun, they're colorful. And if I was creating a brand or a character, the last place I would start with is Grumpy. But that's what it was. That's what the community was. It was the community that I loved. It was the people, the hardworking people. And I saw their dedication and what they were willing to put into this project. That's what attracted me. It was not a scowling cat that attracted me at all. And when the IP issues came up, they first made the tweaks and they sort of, you know, went back and forth with the trademark Grumpy Cat. I remember thinking, just change it, call it just GCC, lose all of that, you know, and let's move on. But they just kind of tweaked things, and that seemed to work, but there was never a formal agreement, and it's something that could always come back to haunt us. And as they talk about on the space calls, they think it got our project blackballed with a lot of people in the crypto industry, that they were not going to touch us as long as this IP issue was out there. So in the end, we really had no choice but to make this dramatic change. And the team that did it, they did such a remarkable job. I have to admit, the first time, it was a complete surprise to me. And I see this tweet, and there's the grumpy cat lifting off his head, and here's this cat with sunglasses, and I'm like, my initial first thought is, oh my god, we've gone Poochie. And Poochie, if you remember, any Simpsons fans out there, he was this dog that was like hip and cool, and he would wear shades and had like a Hawaiian shirt, and he would have a guitar or a skateboard, and he was just sort of that desperate attempt that people have to reach out to kids or appeal, you know, young and cool. And that was the big joke with Poochie on the Simpsons. But the more I looked at this cat, the more I loved it. The colors, the attitude, the whole de cat. Everybody now is calling themselves like de Baker or de Crypto, or, you know, it's just so much fun putting the duh. And we talk about like the cat theme becoming popular in crypto. And yes, we're still on that cat theme, but we're going to have the duh theme. I think if it's successful, you're going to see the copycat project, duh Bitcoin, duh Doge, duh Dog, duh Frog, duh Shiba. And that's, I hope that's what happens, that sort of, you know, the imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. But the more I work on it, the more I love it. It's just been hard, you know, working full time and doing everything to really absorb it. And I haven't done a video on it because I want to do it justice. I don't want to just rush a video out before I go to work at, you know, 5 a.m, start recording it and try, just be finishing up editing as I got to get out the door. And I want to do one big, you know, video on this. And I'm so close to the weekend that I'll just take my time and probably post it Saturday morning. But I'm just amazed. I'm blown away by what they've done. And I'm just so proud to be a part of it. And I remember in the early days, I got into Grumpy Cat before, like, there was a logo. If you looked it up on different things, it didn't have the actual Grumpy Cat logo, Grumpy Cat coin logo. And when it finally showed up, I took such pride in seeing our little green and tan logo with the cat on it. But this takes it to a whole new level, that when I look at this and I'm like, this is ours. This is our community. You know, this is DB Crypto. This is Simon. This is Baker. This is, you know, Tom and Nobody and Chase and myself and Adam and all these great, you know, and all the new apes, you know, and the average ape and Andrew and all these people I see on our Telegram now, these newer people that are, you know, becoming vocal and all. And it's just, I'm saying, this is us. We own this. You know, this is our community. And it's still wrapping your head around that. And one of our very talented members of our community, his name's Tom, and he goes by Nobody. And he is an artist. And he used to make these amazing Grumpy Cat coin videos where he would take clips from movies and edit in this black cat. And he was so talented. And I told him, I said, you know, you're one of the reasons I stayed in this project, that I saw the talented people that were involved in it and the work that they were putting in. And I'm like, I'm staying with this group. I love this group. I love our chances. And it's just like a startup company. You look at the talent around you, and yes, you may have a ways to go, but you like, these are the people that can get there. But he started working on a comic book, and he's been working on it for a while. And he finally released it, some teaser videos with the Decat branding on it. And it was so great. And I'm looking at these things and I'm so blown away by the work he's done. And I'm thinking, you know, do we have the website Decat Comic? And we can actually use Decat. You know, before we had to be very careful about the Grumpy Cat name. We didn't want to upset the trademark Grumpy Cat. So we could never, you know, put up a website like Grumpy Cat Comic. They would kill us if we did that. So I went on and I found that Grumpy Cat the Decat Comic was available. I got the domain, and the real website is decat.fun. So I got decatcomic.fun as well, just to be consistent. And I had started a program called Buy Hold Help. And the idea was for crypto communities early on in a project to buy this cheap crypto, set it aside for a charity or for a good cause, and then when it goes up in value, use those coins that you had set aside when it was only like $30 or $50, and now that $30, $50 donation, that value of that wallet has gone up to, say, you know, $10,000, $20,000, who knows how high and how much you put aside, then make the donation. Or if you give it to them, say, hold on to this, you know, crypto, because in the future it could be worth more. And that was the idea behind Buy Hold Help. And I even set up a website to direct people to our community wallet that we had put 500 billion Grumpy Cat coins in. And it was a very simple website. It just sent the people to the, they could click on it and they go see the wallet and Etherscan to audit it to make sure, okay, they say they've donated 500 billion coins and I click the link and there's the wallet on Etherscan. And yes, there's 500 billion coins in that wallet and nothing has been sent out. Nobody's touched that wallet since those donations were made. Well, anyway, since Grumpy Cat is going away and I had to take that website down and I had already paid for the, you know, the annual subscription. So I thought, well, why don't I just, you know, put up the teaser that nobody, Tom, had made public and it would just play on a loop. So if you go to dacatcomic.com, D-A-C-A-T, and then comic.com, you can see the teaser trailer that he did. And I'm sure we're going to expand that later, but I wanted to make sure we grab that just so that, you know, you know, the comic would have that at its disposal and nobody would squat that website either. That happens a lot. But anyway, that's there, but it's just so cool. And I'm working on other stuff and I went and I bought a stuffy from Amazon that looks similar to the Decat cat, and I'm tweaking it a little bit and I want to make it its own little tag to say, this is our future. Like, you know, in the future there, you can buy a Decat cat and it's just amazing. And I saw the movie, I watched the movie Air the other day, and that was about, you know, Nike recruiting Michael Jordan. And I talked about this with my interview with Christopher, that, you know, they had to change the way they were thinking. They originally, Nike had a $250,000 budget that they could spend on three basketball players. And at that, with that money, what they were competing against at the time, the leaders in the industry, Converse and Adidas, they couldn't get the top stars. That those were probably going to go to Adidas or Converse. So they would basically get three mediocre NBA players. And Sonny Vaccaro said, hey, instead of getting three mediocre players, why don't we use all the $250,000 to go after Michael Jordan, who was just coming out of the University of North Carolina. And that's where I actually graduated from college. So obviously, Michael Jordan was a big part of UNC. But at any rate, and they changed their thinking. They went after Jordan. They wouldn't take no for an answer. And they just did an amazing job. They created the shoe. They created this vision. And they sold Jordan, even though he was an Adidas fan. He wanted to sign with Adidas. But the Nike people won him over. And also his mom pushed for a royalty. Every shoe that was sold, Michael would get a royalty, which was unheard of at the time. And basically, you know, Nike had no idea how successful the Jordan, you know, eventually what would become the Jordan brand would be for them. And, you know, and that's how I feel about where we are right now. It's like, you know, we own this. This is ours. And we don't have to worry about any of the things that were kind of holding us back or haunting our project or perhaps, you know, in the industry blackballing us. Like, yeah, these guys are nice, but there's these IP issues and we can't take a chance with that. All of that is gone. And, you know, Decat is going to launch, I guess, in, you know, around January 18th. I don't know the exact date. I don't know the exact time. I just know that that's when the migration period ends. And then after that, you know, this, you can start buying Decat on the open market. I don't know what the price is going to be. I would imagine, like right now, Grumpy Cat coin is about 0.80 and a 2.4. You know, it's gone down. But it hasn't collapsed right now. There's still a lot of people kind of, I don't know if they're going to sell or migrate, but you cannot be holding Grumpy Cat. You have to either, I hope you migrate and you know, and lock in your Decat. But if you want to, you know, sell it and just walk away, or if you want to sell it and take your chances buying Decat on the open market, do that. Do not hold your Grumpy Cat. Right now, there's already almost half the supply of Grumpy Cat coin has been put in that migration wallet. They still exist right now as Grumpy Cat coin. That's why the price has not collapsed on Grumpy Cat coin, because they're in the migration wallet for a few more days till December 18th. But once the migration happens, those Grumpy Cat coins, I'm not an expert on this, but essentially they're going to be sold and they're going to become Decat. And when that happens, the price of Grumpy Cat, imagine if half of a token was sold what would that would do to a price, it is going to be devastating. You cannot be holding Grumpy Cat. You know, I would either sell it, you know, it's your investment, but sell it or migrate it. But please, please, if you hold Grumpy Cat coin, to the three people who actually listen to this podcast, please make sure you either migrate it or sell it, because once this, you know, the switch is flipped, Grumpy Cat is going to plummet. You know, there's 8 zeros right now. It could have, you know, 13, 14, 16 zeros once they do that, which is crazy. And then all the community is going, the major players in the community, the whales, the content creators, DB, Simon, Baker, Chase, myself, Adam, nobody. We're all going over to Decat. Nobody's going to be there to support, you know, it'll still exist, but nobody's going to be there to support Grumpy Cat coin. And, you know, DB talks about this on the space calls. We're looking forward. We're not looking back into the past, and we're grateful for Grumpy Cat because it brought us together as a team. But it also held us back in a way. But we're not going to be, you know, bitter or angry. But I will say this. I think the Grumpy Cat, the trademark Grumpy Cat, they missed such an opportunity. And I don't want to get too much into this, but I would think about when Netflix tried to sell itself to Blockbuster, and they went to Blockbuster and said, let us be, you know, your mail-in or your, you know, that part of your company, Blockbuster. And, you know, Blockbuster said, well, how much, you know, do you think you're worth? Netflix told them at the time what they're worth, which was a fraction of what they're worth now. And they say Blockbuster laughed them out of the room. Blockbuster says they didn't laugh them out of the room. They just didn't accept the offer. It didn't work out. And as you know, Blockbuster went bankrupt and Netflix became the juggernaut that it became. And I'm not saying Grumpy Cat, the trademark, is going to go bankrupt. It's not. It's just going to keep licensing itself for calendars. And basically, I think it's going to be doing the same old thing. I respect it as IP. It, coming from that Disney background, anything that's in the public and has an audience and is licensable is very, very impressive. But it could have gone to such a bigger level. But I think just as Grumpy Cat coin had a flaw that we had the trademark Grumpy Cat, Grumpy Cat, the brand, it has trouble because one, Tartar Sauce, the cat, has passed away, unfortunately. Now, that's actually not a big deal because you can create an AI cat and you can do movies, you can create content. The problem is it's this scowling cat, and I don't think Grumpy is a very sellable. I think Grumpy is capped out, that you can only take Grumpy so far, that you would have to tweak it in such a way that is it really Grumpy at that point? You know, it just is, it's a limiting aspect of, like, yeah, it's a really sad looking cat. And unfortunately, it was a deformity of the cat that made him look that way. But I think that's the problem with it, that their brand is limited as well. Whereas you look at the cat, you know, this thing is cool, it's happy, it's adaptable to so many things. You have the whole duh part of it, duh crypto, duh Gensler. You can put duh in front of everything, and you've created your own, you know, new language or way of speaking, or it's just an amazing opportunity. And I think that, you know, we'll look back and we're going to be the Netflix, and Grumpy Cat is going to be the Blockbuster, that they're going to be sort of stuck in the past, and we're going to be, you know, as crypto adoption takes off, and I really hope the cat finds its place, and, you know, I hope we flip Doge coin one day, that it could be that popular and it's that cool, and that it's just, you know, and even Doge is a little tired, and there's so many dog coins that, you know, if we can come out there and we're fresh and we're at the forefront of the you know, crypto adoption, and it's like, well, I could buy a Bitcoin for, you know, $100,000, or I can buy, you know, 100,000 Decat tokens for, you know, $100 or whatever it's going to be, and I'd rather have 100,000 of something or a billion or a million of something than just a fraction of something. And if you tell the story of why, if you can find the right meme coin, community that you can depend on, that you know is not a rug, that you know will be there, that will work and contribute to the project, you know, that can be a good investment. And so anyway, but you know, it's a funny, a curious thing came up because, you know, we're doing this migration period and someone said, well, what if you don't know we're migrating, right? And this came up. Simon talked about this and I agree. A meme community is dependent on the community to get its name out there and to work. It's funny, you hear biker gangs, they talk about like when you're in a biker gang, they call it putting in work. Now, you can imagine the work a biker gang has to do, but that's the idea. You want to be a part of the gang, especially if you're just joining it. You got to put in your work, man. And if you got into Grumpy Cat Coin and you bought, made an investment in Grumpy Cat Coin, and then you just checked out and you said, hey, you guys do all the work. You do all the memes. You keep up with it on Telegram. You keep up with it on Twitter. I'm just going to sit here and once I do a 10X or a 20X, I'm going to dump on you guys. You know what? Screw you. If you're not there supporting this community, then you know, and you're not aware that we're migrating and all of a sudden you look at your, you know, you look at your crypto wallet and Grumpy Cat is tanked. That's your problem for not being a part of a meme community. You know, we're not IBM, we're not Apple, we're not Tesla. You know, we're a small crypto community and we need every member to contribute one way or another. And if your way of contributing is, well, I made the investment and I'm just going to let it sit there and I'm not even going to be bothered to check in with what's going on with Grumpy Cat for 10 days, then I'm sorry, but I don't have any sympathy for you because you're basically saying, you know, Russell Corey, you can do a podcast, you can do videos, you can, you know, be on Twitter and Telegram, but I'm not, but I'll be more than happy to profit from all of your labor. And I'm like, you know what? Screw you. If you couldn't pay attention to Grumpy Cat Coin and what was going on, and we had and since, you know, November or at least early December, we've been talking about the alpha. What's this big alpha? So it isn't like, even though the news of the migration started on Monday, we have been talking about the alpha coming down since at least early December. So you knew something was coming, and if you didn't even bother to check in to see what it is, then that's your own fault. So, you know, I'm sorry that some people may get caught in this, and there are people that you can stake your coins on BitMart, which means you can't touch your Grumpy Cat, so they can't actually get their coins out to migrate them, but that's okay. The developer has said he's going to take care of those people, and in that instance, you reach out on Twitter to the Grumpy Cat, the official Grumpy Cat, and they're going to work this out for you. They're not going to leave you out because they know that's not in your control, and it was unexpected, and the migration period is only 10 days, whereas when you stake, I believe it's a 30-day staking period. So they understand that and they're going to work well. But that's different than someone just checking out and not, you know, not paying attention to the project or what's going on with it. So an exciting time for Decat. And I'm still, like I said, trying to wrap my head and get some content out and just, how do you approach this? I'm doing a little things. Like I said, we set up the website for the comic. There's decatcomic.com that you can go to. And I'm just like thinking, well, what can we do to, you know, help get ready for this launch? Right now, we're trying to keep it a little bit quiet. We want people to know they need to migrate their Grumpy Cat to Decat. We want, or if they don't want to migrate right now, that they should at least sell it because this thing is going to plummet once this migration happens. So we're trying to get the word out about that, but we don't want to do the major push right now because then you get all these traders and when it goes live, everybody's going to try to get it. And what we don't want is, you know, the trader, they call it sniping, I guess, so that when something opens, and a lot of times there's some really bargains when it first opens that a lot of people can buy trillions for, you know, 30, 50, 100 bucks, they can get trillions of it. And then they hold it. And then, you know, once they've done a 10X or whatever, they don't care. They just sell it. They dump it. And all of a sudden, you know, yay, we're having a good day. And then someone dumps a trillion, you know, of your tokens and messes up the chart. But that's how they get those. They get them super cheap. And they just do that. And we've had that happen, you know, That's one of the reasons why we went down when we ate that zero and we were at, you know, seven zeros and a one. That's how we fell back down. It was because a lot of these people that got the Grumpy Cat coin early on, you know, got out. We want to try to avoid as much of that as possible. We want to get the word out there. But once the migration happens, once the core community, you know, who's really been there for Grumpy Cat coin and now to be Decat, you know, once we've had a chance to buy, and the people who are paying attention, if you're paying attention to Grumpy Cat, you know what's going on. But if it's something that's not on your radar, you don't have anything to do with it, then you may or may not hear about it till the actual launch date and everything is public. So if you're listening to this podcast, you know, you've got a chance at this. You can either buy Grumpy Cat right now and then migrate it. And now for sure you're going to get Decat coin at a set price. Now, when Decat goes, now I'm not recommending that because this is a major unknown. I'm just saying that's one strategy you could have. That way you're at least guaranteed to have it at this price. You know you're going to get it at this price. So if it rockets past this price, you know you're covered. Now, when it comes out, you might be able to get a good deal on it and get so much more than you could buy right now for buying it as Grumpy Cat and migrating it. So that's the other option you have, is if you can just wait till it goes live and then take your chances at buying it on the open market. But here's the thing, when coins get launched and these new projects get launched, there usually is not a community around to support it. You get people that rush in, they grab as much as they can. It usually, all these things have a peak. Look at any chart and you'll see that a lot of times there'll be a peak when something is launched. And then at that peak moment, that's when everybody, since there is no sense of community, since there is no sense of loyalty, that they just made free money and now they're going to dump, and they start dumping. And then the next group says, everybody's dumping, time to get out. Then they dump. And then other people are like, oh no, I'm at 50% now, I better get out now. And oh, this thing's going to go to zero, and it just plummets. And then at that point, it's either the bag holders or the true believers that are like, hey, are we going to stay in this project or is this thing just dead? And sometimes if it goes down where it's dead and there's no community, that's where it stays. And you'll see so many of these projects with, you know, 10, 11, you know, 12, 15 zeros in front of them. And it's just a dead coin at that point. It's in the graveyard, the crypto graveyard. But the difference with Decat is going to be, you're going to have this hardcore community that has been together for months, been accumulating for months, and we didn't sell when we were Grumpy Cat, and we're hopefully not going to sell when we're Decat until we get to a multi-billion dollar platform. When I say sell, I'm sure some people are going to take profit along the way, but like, we're not going to dump everything we own, you know, as soon as we do a 2 or 3x. You know, I know if we get to like close to $100 million market cap, that may be a time where I might, you know, sell a decent portion of what I have to, you know, if I can grab, you know, a couple $100,000, you know, I can pay off credit cards, I can make up for my AMC losses, I can do something nice for my family that's put up with so much for me. So I'm just being honest. That's part of the integrity of our project. Like, that's my thinking. But then I also want to make sure I have a significant portion of my Decat tokens for the future and to support the project. And what that would do is financially, it puts me in a place where now I can better support Decat as a project. That, you know, people have talked about this, that if they can make enough money, they will support Decat full time. And that's what happened with Shiba Inu. That as it went up and people could support it, people became, they left their jobs and they just supported Shiba Inu full time. And that's what my goal and hope is in the future, is that I would just start promoting Decat as a safe place where people, if you want to enter the crypto space, if our community's there and we're holding the coin and we do become that third option with Doge, Shiba Inu, and then Decat, that it is something you can put your money into and the community will be there to support it and we can grow. And, you know, people say, well, there's no utility. The utility will come. If you have the community, if you have the market cap, the utility will come. It always does. So I'm super excited. I can't wait. I can't wait to do some videos and really start promoting, and just super exciting time. And the team that did this, I'm so impressed. You know, a lot of times when things happen and you kind of kick the tires and you're finding these flaws, and I'm just like, you know, I don't find many flaws in it at all. I only find really cool stuff, the stuff that I get so excited about. And if this does work out, if I am able to, you know, make back some of the AMC losses and pay off some credit card, I mean, what a moment. What the people that I came together with in this community, you can't describe that feeling that it's such a sense of, you know, people, strangers coming together. It happens, you know, where these people come together for a cause and you bond and you make these friendships. And that is the best part of Web3 and crypto. The worst part, obviously, you know, FTX, the you know, people that are just exploiters and scammers, and that happens, that exists there. But the key is, just like with anything in life, you have to do your due diligence. You have to look for the good people, the good community, the people that are positive and they're going to support you and help you become the best person that you can be. And I'm super excited, and we'll see what the future holds for Decat. I know it's a risk. It's always risky. I always say, if you invest money in these risky investments, be prepared to lose it. I'm not saying you will, but you need to understand that is a possibility. And later on, if you say, Rush, you posted these videos, you do this podcast, I did it and I lost money. And I say, I said that, and I've lost money too. I'm 90% down on AMC. These things happen. I had one coin that I bought, Pick a Rick, and that thing, I bought $40 of it, and that thing is worth about 40 cents, if that. So I know how dangerous these plays can be, but again, I've been in Grumpy Cat, soon to be Decat, since May 2023. Every day, almost, I've talked to or done something with Grumpy Cat in this community. So I have a trust in it, and I'm super excited about the future. I can't wait. Can't wait for this weekend and hopefully get a really good Decat video out there. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I will talk to you on the next episode of Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs.